Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show for Thanksgiving weekend. We all have lots to be thankful for. I'm betting that a lot of you are very thankful that this program is on the air so you can find out how the people at Talkers Magazine have nailed, through their research, the top 10 stories of the week and the people that contribute to the discussions in the top 10 stories. Michael Harrison, I'm thankful that he and I are friends. We've been friends for a long time. Every Thanksgiving is better. There are more turkeys to talk about. Yeah, don't you think? I mean, every year.
Yeah. We have lots to be thankful for.
Because there are more turkeys in the pie, if you will. So Michael's here to go through the stories, and the people will talk about some of them and some of the other ancillary things that are issues regarding the News Talk format. Lots of things going on, Michael. So thankfully and hopefully, well, I know you had a good Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving's a great holiday. It's everybody's holiday. You know, it's a pretty good holiday.
What did you do? What did you eat, you and your family?
I didn't
family?
Do anything. I didn't eat either?
Really?
I didn't eat anything. I usually, you know, I like to cook, and I usually make turkeys for people. But let's just say the moon and the stars lined up where everybody was busy with something else. Mm-hmm. So we decided, hey, let's just cruise through this one and not do anything. And used it as a day of catching up on movies and things.
Did you? What did you see that was good?
Well, before we get into all that, just to finish answering the first question.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe you know, Sunday we'll make something and do something. It just turned out that way, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a great holiday. There's a bunch of great stuff on Netflix. To answer your second question. I checked out the beginning of that very, very long Martin Scorsese, I think it's Martin Scorsese, film with...
The Irishman.
What an endeavor that is. We're about 55% of the way through it, and it's quite...
How can you start a movie and stop it and go back to it later on?
Netflix makes it easy because they got these algorithms where you just go back and it picks up where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you stop and think about it, that's a pretty amazing thing. It certainly is conducive to wanting to go back as opposed to, where did we leave off?
You'll appreciate this then. Hmm. I do have Amazon Prime and I have Netflix and all the others. I don't use Netflix that much, but I had been using Prime. So I went in because I wanted to see the new Jack Ryan series that was there, and now I can't, for some reason or other, whatever has changed, my son set up, this is technology, your son probably set yours up, set up the whole thing a year or so ago. And so, you know, I went in to expect easy click here and click there, and that was it. That's all I had to do. Get on. Do you think I can get on it? And I had two people over here yesterday trying to get this lined back up again, and they can't do it. So I don't get why it's made so difficult. It should be so simple for people like you and me, or I'll speak for myself, because
I'll speak for myself, because I'm a technical wizard.
Yes. Oh, are you? All right, so you're invited to my house for turkey on Sunday. You can set this up. How's that?
The truth is everybody, including the experts, even the so-called geeks, have trouble keeping up with what's going on with technology. But I do find Amazon Prime to be much more difficult to negotiate.
Oh, you do?
Netflix.
Okay.
So Amazon Prime, it drives me crazy.
Really?
Watch, now we're going to get emails and letters.
Why would they make it so difficult? Why not make it easy? What the hell?
I don't know. Well, maybe it is easy. Maybe you and I are showing our ignorance. Maybe there are people out there scoffing and mocking us, going, oh, listen to those. Okay, boomer. You know, that type of thing. But when you said Amazon Prime, I rolled my eyes.
Oh.
Netflix, on the other hand, it's quite easy. And... easily laid out. What I don't like about Netflix, you remember when Netflix first started? When Netflix first started, they had every old movie ever made.
Yeah.
They don't have old movies.
No.
They have a very scarce amount of... It's all, you know, look, I have no complaint about Netflix. I think it's something I'm truly thankful for.
Well, think about how it works, though. This is what amazes me, how we can now pick and choose anything you want. I do this more flying across the country back and forth as often as I do, catch up on TV shows and movies, mostly TV shows. But to think, let's say there are 195 people in the plane, and they got a screen in front of them, and they can select anything they want, and they can have it there at a moment's notice. And yet there are people at home who are doing the same thing. They can select a movie or select a TV or any kind of entertainment, and it's there immediately. How in the world, who figured that out, and how does that really work?
Well, I mean, I can't even tell you how an automobile works, and I've been driving one all my life, so, I mean, it's, you know, how does it really work? It means there are a lot of very smart people in the world who are famous.
Right.
You know, we make celebrities, and we call people geniuses who, you know, do things like write a song and happen to fall upon the right notes, and it makes a pretty melody. We call them a genius, but the geniuses are the ones that really that are creating all this technology that is just far beyond the comprehension of the average person.
Yes.
And so I find that to be really where the smart people are, the ones you haven't heard of, the ones that engineers are really among the smartest people, and boy, do we rely on them. And that's been the case even before the computer age. Can you imagine building the George Washington Bridge during the Depression without computers and coming up with something that still stands there with the river currents, you know, beating on it every day for decades?
Yeah.
You know, or sending these rovers to Mars, turning them on a dime and sending back signals. I mean, imagine doing that, you know. So,
Or being able to drill into the surface of the earth, somebody found diamonds or coal or whatever it is, or oil. How they figure that out?
We have within our species some pretty bright people.
Yeah.
And you know, it's extremely humbling. But what you're talking about before, and we'll get into the stories in a minute, but this is really actually very interesting, because the news this week is all over the place, especially with a couple of days of holidays and fill-in hosts and specials. Where talk media has not been really focused on the hottest news stories this week because of the nature of the holiday. But in terms of entertainment, in terms of communications, what we're seeing is a trend toward all middlemen, and I say that in quotes, middle entities, brick-and-mortar stores, trucks, packaging, vinyl, newsprint, the physical aspects of information, which the entire paradigm of the business model of communications has been built on in the 20th century, we are now seeing that crumble. And it's a process that hasn't been completed. Another 5 years, 10 years, it's all going to be abstract. It's all going to be numbers and, you know, digital. And there'll be no record stores. There'll be no newsstands. There will be no print. I know people say, "Whoa, how could you say that?" That there will be print, will be what's called a tchotchka. It'll be like hurricane lamps or you know, candles during electric blackouts. There'll be all business to business, all revenue generation when it comes to the arts, when it comes to communications, when it comes to news, will be abstract in terms of passwords and codes and nothing physical. And that's changing the business model. It's putting a lot of people out of business. And it's happening in retail. And it's the way we are going, and there's no going back.
A lot of people are soul searching to try to figure out what they're going to do next, people in business. I would like to see the middleman go away with regard to the American family farmer, so that more people were getting their food directly from the farmer. The farmer this year for Thanksgiving, and that's number 8 this week, you're going to go through the list in a moment. The farmer got 12 cents of every dollar that was spent for the food that they grew, so you could have a good Thanksgiving meal. That's pretty damned outrageous.
Well, really, that's an issue that you know a lot about, and you've been doing a great job of educating the public about that. You should do more of that in the months and years to come. All right, we'll go through the top 10 stories. Do you have time, or do we have to take a break?
Let's break, and then we'll do the top 10 stories. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. These lists, by the way, every week are published in Talkers at talkers.com. Here's something I'm going to send you, not to a website, but to a phone number, so that you can get in on this fabulous sort of Black Friday, Cyber Monday special to brighten your smile. The folks at Power Swabs, which is the world's most advanced whitening system. That is a spectacular claim to make, but it's true, because everything about Power Swabs is natural. The fact that you can order yours on that line to 800-208-1797, it's risk-free because it's guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. Your teeth will be whitened two shades every single time you dab on the Power Swabs. You just take the tube when you get it, snap it open, take the Q-tip that's in there that has all the ingredients in Power Swabs, and put it on your teeth. Rub it on your teeth, and within 5 minutes you'll see the shades changing. And do it within a week, you can get the 6 or 8 shades brighter, and over the course of a couple of months, you get rid of all those cringeworthy, discolored, ugly yellow teeth. Power Swabs can whiten your smile, and you'll be holiday photo ready, because this is the season for parties and celebrations in your family, your home. So let's have everybody look their best. And this is a good Christmas gift. If you know somebody well enough and you think they need some help with their smile, call 800-208-1797. That's for you and for them. 800-208-1797. Here's the deal for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. You'll get 40% off the price and then another $10 off. And a free quick stick. You want to know what that means in terms of actual dollars and cents? Well, this product costs $99 in the main. That's the suggested retail price. So you get 40% off, that's $59.90. You take another $10, that's $49.90. That's pretty good saving. Free shipping, too. No strips, no trays, no sensitivity. 800-208-1797. Get the deal right now for yourself and people that you care about. Good stocking stuffer. That's right. Power Swabs. Whiten your teeth the natural way. 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time to continue with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 25th to the 29th. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we've had a bit of a distraction, but it was good conversation, and we often have these conversations. We'll go through the stories and the people list, and then we'll pick a few of the stories apart, and there are other things going on in the news talk world that Michael is an expert on, so I pick his brain about those things. But first, let's go to the stories and the people list, Michael.
Yeah, I don't think it was that much of a distraction because the chart this week is a little messed up because
it's
of the holiday. Well, and the fact is that people watching TV on those services is actually part of the whole discussion of the holidays,
right.
Because
yeah.
People do turn to entertainment. So if everybody will forgive us for the fact that there were a lot of late-breaking stories on Thursday and Friday that were not reflected in this because the news talk media and talk radio that this is based on was not operating in the same manner, a lot of holiday programming, etc. So this is a little bit screwy, but it's still better than anybody else's research. At number 10, we have the K-pop deaths and the German castle heist.
I just found out what those are. I had our friend Victoria Jones explain what Korean pop was. That's what K-pop is, Korean pop.
Yeah, she's plugged into that, and it's
loves that stuff.
yeah. Well, I mean, it's great to have an expert of her level who's interested in things beyond just the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's also wonderful for anything having to do with Great Britain.
And China.
Yeah, exactly. At number 9, Tesla Cybertruck. I don't know if you've
seen
it.
Did you see those things?
Yeah.
Would you buy one?
That's the question I asked myself because it's not a bad value, but I would hate to drive around in a failure. You know, I would hate to be the guy that drove around in the 50s in an Edsel or
a DeLorean.
Or a DeLorean, or a Hummer, or all of these, or that thing that car that Chrysler came out with, that looked like an old car from the 30s, that's still out there, but it's kind of ugly. It looked
I was going to say the neon. It's on a neon chassis, but it looks like it's the Nazi. And that's a car, isn't it?
It looked so cool, but I really, you know, or the Honda Element, you just don't want. So I would be hesitant to get one, but it sure looked cool. It had a bit of a screw up in the unveil. The guy, Elon Musk said to some guy, "Throw a hard steel ball at the windows, and they'll never break." And they broke.
I broke one of them.
But he was cool. He was cool. All right. Yeah. So the Tesla Cybertruck was at number 9. Although by now it seems like old news, but it's interesting. At number 8, the Thanksgiving holiday, the season, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the economy, all tied together. Those are extremely valid at number 8. At number 7, we have lots of incidents of crime and violence across the country, and that's tied with gun control, which is talked about. At number 6, immigration reform and race relations, always talked about in talk radio, fueled in part by the presidential race. At number 5, climate control, that's a funny word, climate change,
right?
Climate control, gun control. And a lot of that was fueled by the UN put out a report that's very dismal. You know, we've only got 12 years and then we're going to be in deep doo-doo. And healthcare reform, we have the Navy SEAL controversy and the Supreme Court Trump finances ruling, Hong Kong elections, U.S.-China relations at 3, number 2, the election, number 1, the impeachment hearings. Those are the stories. We can do the people on the other side.
That's a good idea. Yep. There are a lot of things. I want to get to your thoughts on the Hong Kong elections and what you hear from some of your friends that are in the Chinese media. That's all up and coming in the next half hour of this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
London police ID the terrorist who stabs 2 people to death with a knife near London Bridge. 3 others stabbed and hurt. His name, Usman Khan, 28 years old and ex-convict. He is shot and killed by police on the London Bridge. Back in 2012, he's convicted for terrorism offenses, but is released last December. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Anybody involved in this crime and these attacks will be hunted down and will be brought to justice.
And another attack to tell you about in The Hague in the Netherlands. Dutch police say a man with a knife starts stabbing people inside the Hudson's Bay department store along a busy shopping street. The three people hurt, treated and released from a local hospital. Witnesses say the suspect, a man around 45 to 50 years old, wearing a gray jogging suit. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Continuing on now with our World of Talk Radio overview, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, Talkers Magazine. We have the story list that we've completed now. Michael would like to do the people list, see what the relationship is. Eddie Gallagher. Fine, that's an interesting story. We ought to maybe spend a minute on that. But why don't you go through the list first, please?
All right, people list as follows. Eddie Gallagher and Richard Spencer are tied at number 10. That's that whole Navy thing. Michael Bloomberg at number 9, you've heard of him. At number 8, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg. We have at number 7, Marie Yovanovitch, David Hale, and Laura Cooper. Some of these names feel like they're from forever ago because they were early in the week.
I know. Yeah.
Number 6 is Mick Mulvaney and Mike Pompeo. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are 5. Fiona Hill, Gordon Sondland, and Alexander Vindman, also from the old days of Monday and Tuesday, at number 4. Mark Sandy and Philip Reeker at 3. Rudy Giuliani, Mike Pence, John Bolton at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Don't ask me about too many of them, because I don't know who they are.
Oh, there you go. Neither do I, but it's okay. Yep. The connection number 3 on this list this week, Hong Kong elections, the relationship that we have, the first thing I'm wondering about is I was just walking back into the studio thinking about how many countries have talk radio. It was originally an American phenomenon, but then it became very popular in England and all over Europe. And I'm trying to think or imagine what talk radio might be like in China, even if there is such a thing as talk radio in China. You have a lot of connections to China media. What is there such a thing as talk radio in China?
Well, I'm sure there's talk radio in China, but I don't know if they talk about politics unless it's state radio, when all media in China is state-run. So, you know, when you say talk radio, we have an understanding of what that means here. It's a genre of radio because talk is, you know, talk. Obviously, they speak in Chinese. But no, you can't even utter a molecule of a word against the government or against the status quo in China without being shut down. Perhaps arrested, perhaps tortured, or worse. The human rights abuses in China are off the charts, and the government control of thought, and the thought police, and they keep track on people in terms of your citizenship quotient, the way we have credit reports. They have reports on not just credit, they have reports on what you think, what you say, who you hang out with, and at any time they could turn on you and put you away for any reason whatsoever. There's no talk radio in China whatsoever as the kind of radio
as we know
here.
No, yeah,
absolutely
right.
Not. Mm-hmm. You mentioned I have friends in the media there. Reporters are regularly arrested. People disappear. Look at and what's going on in Hong Kong is an amazing test of wills between the forces of democracy and the forces of repression. China has its hands full dealing with Hong Kong, but it isn't going to let it go lightly, that's for sure.
Well, the president this week signed a bill which would basically is very pro-Hong Kong, and so one wonders what that does to the trade talks. That's been an ongoing focus of the talkers list, the trade talks and the impact of the Chinese. Most of the other trade talks are taken care of with other entities, but we still are in the wrestling ring with the Chinese, and many people think that the president signing this bill is not going to help us do better, especially when it comes to the American family farmer. And I think you said here on this program last week that one of the things that is in the mind of the Chinese is to stretch this out, make the farmers mad. As we all know, Trump won because he carried rural America. And if he doesn't have that support, he'll lose. And that seems to be what the Chinese want. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, the Chinese, and as a matter of fact, in a conversation that that you and I had, that's going to play this weekend in Washington about the issues. You said that the Chinese understand how we think as well as we do, if not better. Mm-hmm. They're very smart.
Yeah.
And they are, from what I understand from my inside sources, which are really good sources, that the Chinese are playing games in terms of how the agriculture industry, both large and small, relate to all of these trade talks by particularly making it difficult for the farmers so as to have them be angry at Donald Trump, who, other than that, has actually been doing a heck of a good job in dealing with the Chinese
in these issues.
Per these issues. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of getting rid of him, because they'd love to settle the problem with the farmers, because they have a very close and important relationship with our agriculture. They don't want to mess that up. But they're playing it tough. Because
you're talking about the Chinese.
The Chinese, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they want
the farmers.
Well,
they need our food.
Yeah, they do. They want the farmers to turn on Trump, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, I would say it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be the deciding factor, but it could be one of them. Hey, it's helping Pete Buttigieg right now, isn't it, in farm areas?
Very much so. So look at, he's number one in Iowa.
Right.
Number one on the Democratic polls. Pete Buttigieg is the only one, I call him Mayor Pete because I never get his last name right. He's the only one talking about family, farm, food issues, the only one. And that has driven him way up to the top of the polls as to if the Iowa election were to be held, primary election, he'd win in a landslide. And so then you look at some of those things. I know you're not necessarily a fan, or you don't think Michael Bloomberg has a chance. He's one that won't be co-opted or corrupted by the Chinese. He won't be pushed around by him. So if, you know, the Chinese look at, be careful what you wish for, because if they get rid of Trump, who's tough on them, And Bloomberg comes charging in because there's a, what do they call it, convention, a corrupted, whatever convention, brokered convention. Bloomberg comes in, he becomes the nominee. The Chinese better look out for him because he's no pushover.
Now, he's no pushover either, and he does bring a lot to the table, but I'm not sure he'll resonate with the voters, but he sure is spending a lot of money.
Resonates with me.
Yeah, well, I know that. You and I have this little bet going, and, you know, I don't think he's going to do well. When I say not do well, I don't mean his policies. I'm just saying I don't think he's going to do well in the primaries.
Yeah.
I don't think they really know him very well outside of
New York. Well, maybe he doesn't have to. If it becomes a brokered convention, he doesn't have to.
Oh,
you know, somebody comes in. I mean, better him than Hillary coming in and trying to save the day, right?
I don't think Hillary has a chance.
Yeah.
See, well, I can't even imagine that, but she imagines it. I think Hillary's chances are in her mind. I don't think she has a chance. She's only going to become like a Harold Stassen. There's a name from the past.
Oh, my God. You remember Harold Stassen?
I'm pretty good at my presidential politics.
Wow.
So it's not an indication.
Adlai Stevenson?
Adlai Stevenson. I mean, you know.
Dewey?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Truman beats, you know, Dewey beats Truman.
Exactly. Headlines in the New York Times. Didn't quite work out that way.
But. I saw a funny thing in a comment section of, you know, Trump at his recent rally was blabbering on. He says, and we even beat, you know, Barack Hussein Obama. And he was delusional. He thought he beat Obama. And so somebody said, yeah, you beat Dewey as well. You beat Truman as well. You beat Dewey as well. Dewey goes back to...
End of the week, just as one of the things that will show up in the story list, perhaps ramifications of the president flying to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving
Big story.
To speak to the troops and to meet with the president of Afghanistan and to sort of eyebrow the situation. That's one of those things. Aside from the event itself, the fact that they kept it secret until he got there is something of a modern miracle that somebody didn't leak it one way or another. Because he was supposed to have a conference call on Thanksgiving with the troops, but he showed up.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe half the leaks that are happening out there are perpetrated by the people who are complaining the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's an awful lot that we don't know that's not leaking at all.
Oh,
Sometimes I think we're just played, you know. I think the average person are being played by the media, by the politicians, you know.
And we're not sophisticated enough to realize it. It's like the dummy. It really is the dummy down of America. 44 past the hour, a review of some legendary conversations with Michael in a matter of moments. Right now, as Black Friday and Cyber Monday approach, the folks at MyPillow are aware that you would like to buy some great MyPillow products and have a great deal of savings. So great here is the underscore. Save up to 50, 60, in some cases 65% using the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com. Brand new in the last couple of weeks from MyPillow are these new towels. Soft, beautiful bath towels that actually work. They actually dry you. That's kind of a cool thing, right? Super absorbent. You have a great feel. It's USA cotton grown. Cotton grown in the U.S. And then the towels are manufactured in our country. It's like everything else. Very consistent. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, who put the company together, has been very consistent. Everything he sells is made in the USA. So, as the towels are there right now, you can get those for 30% off, which is fabulous for a first-time offer. 60-day money-back guarantee on that. And everything else that you can buy at deep discounts this week, use the promo code DJV on the Radio Listener Specials tab at MyPillow.com. People List from Talkers Magazine for the week of November the 25th to the 29th. This is the official list. Some of the Talkers folks point out there's a lot of substitute hosts this week, but we still have our list. Number 10, Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL. Number 9, Michael Bloomberg. Number 8, Joe Biden. Number 7, Bernie Sanders. Number 6, Mike Pompeo. Number 5, Adam Schiff. Number 4, various characters associated with the impeachment hearings, Gordon Sondland, Alexander Vindman, Fiona Hill. That's number four. They're all tied for that position. Number three is Mark Sandy and Philip Reker. Number two, Rudy Giuliani and some of the other characters involved in the impeachment hearings themselves. And number one on the list, President Trump, who visited Afghanistan this week to see the troops. That's how he spent his Thanksgiving Day, flying over to Afghanistan. So that's the list, the people list here, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. As the holiday gift-buying season approaches, many Americans hit stores and surf the web for the perfect gift. According to Bank of America customer data, last holiday season, consumers on average spent nearly $1,200 on retail and $565 on travel purchases. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Extend your dollar this season with a rewards credit card that maximizes your holiday spending, no matter where you shop. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. Even better, for preferred rewards members, you can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which means earning up to 3.5 unlimited points per dollar on travel and dining, and up to 2.6 points on all other purchases.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/premium.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a story list so that you can have in your mind. We often digress. Can you imagine that? On the hours of review. So we go through the story list and the people list so you have the exact info from Talkers Magazine as it's presented online at talkers.com. Number 10 on the story list this week, the K-pop deaths. At number 9, that Cybertruck from Tesla. At number 8, the Thanksgiving holiday week and all of the economic impacts of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that stuff. Crime and violence at number 7. Immigration reform number 6. Healthcare reform number 5. That controversy about the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is number 4. The Hong Kong election results number 3. Our election for next year is number 2, with the candidates making lots of noise, as you would expect. And number 1, speaking of noise, the impeachment hearings, even though not much happened during Thanksgiving. All right, that's the story list. All right, at talkers.com and also MH Interview, Michael Harrison Interview, every week there's a legendary conversation. This is really a legendary conversation because Michael, I love this picture, by the way. Go to Talkers. Go to talkers.com and look at the moldy, oldy picture of Michael when he had dark hair and a beard. That's really...
Michael, 36 years ago, in my backyard in California, a television show I did for a couple of years called Harrison's Mike, same name as my radio show back in those days. Yeah. And I interviewed Timothy Leary, and it's probably the best interview Timothy Leary ever did with anybody.
How did he impress you? What kind of... I never had that opportunity. What was he...
I thought that he was largely misunderstood. I thought that he was very reckless with how he handled himself in the 60s. But by the 70s and 80s, after being in 40 prisons around the world and maturing, he figured it all out. I think he was one of the most brilliant men I've ever met.
Well, I always thought he was pretty smart.
Yeah. And
Did the drugs affect him any?
Yeah, to a certain degree they did, not when he was clear thinking.
toward the end of my relationship with him. I knew him for 8 years very well. He wrote an article, column in my publication at those days, and used to be on all my shows as a regular. I met him when he got out of jail in San Diego in 1976. He came to me because he had heard that I was pretty futuristic in terms of my thoughts and things in the media, and I got him on the road to being a media figure, and we were really good friends. But this interview was lost. It was lost, and we uncovered it. It was on a VHS laying in the bottom, a cassette laying in the bottom of a box with all kinds of spider webs. And
we
things.
All have those moldy old days.
Yeah, but I'm really proud of it, and the response has been extraordinary because it's very prescient. MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com, folks. Check this one out. This one I'm proud of. Really.
Well,
proud
when you
of.
Go there, you can see the archives of all the other ones. There's some really great ones there. MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison, happy Thanksgiving. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of college professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Also, as he's a college professor of law, i.e. he's a lawyer. That's wonderful how that glove fits. You know what they say, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Where did I hear that?
That's always one of my favorites. All right, so we are here to think about some of the things, beside being a lawyer and my chief commentator when it comes to some of the legal issues that we confront with the stories, he's also an author. He has done a lot of expanded research into scams. His website, scamicide.com, is something dedicated to informing all of you about the dangers of scams. And at this time of year, man, there are tons of them. All this charitable, the people looking for money. So let's start with how you advise people to make sure you're giving to a trustworthy organization.
Yeah, I know when it comes to charities, charity scams are huge any time of year, but they really go into high gear during the holiday season. And one of the things to remember is even if you're on the do not call list, the federal do not call list, which I urge people to do, there's an exception for charity. So you can actually be called by a legitimate charity even if you're on the do not call list. But whenever you get a call, whenever you get a text message, whenever you get an email soliciting for a charity, you have no way of knowing that they are legitimate or not. What I suggest people do, and I found this to be a really helpful website, is a website called charitynavigator.org. And the two things that this will tell you is, first of all, it'll tell you about whether that particular charity is a scam. And some of the scam charities have names that are amazingly similar to those of real charities. And then the second thing they'll tell you is how much of the money that you contribute is actually going to go toward the charitable purposes and how much of it is into their administrative fees and salaries for even legitimate charities. So this is a good way of finding out whether indeed the charities you're considering are legit or not.
Yeah, there are a lot of, and now between the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of that stuff, shopping online and how that is safe or not. Are there places to go as we're looking out for scams, but also part of the problem of not being able to shop safely are some of those scams that are out there, it seems to me. We were talking earlier, actually, about the plugins at the airport.
You think you're plugging in to just a standard state charging station, but instead it's taking the information from your phone. The LA district attorney issued a warning about that recently. You know, a lot of phones have better security now to help prevent that, but the best thing is to stay away from those public stations. You know, bring your cord that plugs in just to
Yeah,
and you're good. But the phony online websites, you know, so many of us are shopping online, and there are these days it's really easy to counterfeit one that can look like the legitimate website. So, you know, the first thing is what we all know. If it looks too good to be true, the price, it is too good to be true. But there's a great website called whois.com. And what you do is you take the website address that you're going to or considering because it looks like a great retail website with a great price. You type in that exact name because it may look like it's the legitimate one, but you type in that exact name to whois.com, and that will tell you who actually owns it. So if you think you're on the Walmart website, but it turns in on whois.com that you're actually at a website that is owned by someone in Nigeria, you got a pretty good idea that this is a scam. There's another good website called www.resellerratings.com, and these will give you all kinds of review of particular merchants, and so you can find out if one you're considering online is legit or not.
I found a website called directrelief.org to be helpful in the same ways. You know, pretty simple ways you can make a difference with your giving, but why, you know, don't get yourself into a jam with it.
Yeah.
I think that's basically
the a big message. Thing is use your credit card. Don't use your debit card for anything other than an ATM card because the liability for fraudulent purposes is bad with a debit card.
It's really damnable how many scammers there are, though. It really is. When you look around and think, oh, my God, as soon as you think you're safe, let your guard down, whammo, they get you. So make sure you're careful. Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, so a lot of people will be looking to give safely and sanely. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.